Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid foot. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Alive, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
That's why they call me Slim Shady. I'm back. That's why they call me Slim Shady. I'm back. That's why they call me Slim Shady. I'm back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous day. Grateful to be in your company. Traffic is absolutely bananas with the split on a Sunday. It is crazy out there. Almost didn't make it out here. Four cars break down in the middle of the road. It is wild. Ladies and gentlemen, before we start this, just be very clear. If you live in the city of Nassau, make sure your car could idle on the road. I just want to be decent with you. If you live in the city of Nassau, make sure, I mean, if your AC ain't working, that on you. But just make sure that your car don't got to cut off every time you press brakes. Let's just be decent. Let's be decent out here as we do these things. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out, man. They are located at number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Go and check them out. Ask for my good, good, decent friend, Etrick Bo, and he could be able to assist you with accommodating you with the insurance. If you got your taxis, your jet skis, your liveries, as we move forward, very close to a time where the country is going to be charged again as it relates to politics. These things, let's just be very clear about these things. You can get some things. So if you get your plates, you get your things like that, go down there, get yourself insured. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very good care of you. Make sure you take care of those things as you move forward and be able to make some things happen. Guys, this is a beautiful day. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper. You want to be able to talk about it. I see that we're commemorating, identifying the passing of those persons. September a few years back for Dorian, we continue to be able to mourn the death of a great deal of our brothers and sisters out here in Abaco and East Grand Bahama and elsewhere, and those persons who have transitioned from one space to another and never really had an opportunity to be able to get back home. So there's a lot of things that's happening, and we want to be able to say that we acknowledge you and we continue to be able to pray for your loss and pray for you as you're in your time of extended bereavement. I know a lot of persons haven't necessarily closed that chapter on a lot of things, so we continue to be able to pray for you. Even though they put those 55 caskets in the ground, even though we've seen those things, we've heard a great deal of persons that haven't found that person. I don't think we've taken that to the depth and level that we're supposed to in terms of investigative journalism and being able to identify those things, but we continue to be able to pray for you as you're dealing with what you're dealing with. Guys, if you want to be a part of the conversation today, please give me a call. 321-323-625-4316-325-4316-325-4259. Hit me up anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. We're out here live and in full effect. You can be able to read it in the paper today. It says a story of his after Dorian. and the struggle to survive 5 years after Monster Storm, the portions of Abercoat shelter roof collapse. All the information's in there. You can be able to identify these things. It's peculiar in my view. I just want to be decent as I say this. I think they should reimagine the approach that they're taking on the development of these shelters. I think that they should. I think that enough technology exists around the world. I think that concepts and ideas, especially with a 200-mile-an-hour storm and the possibility of it being able to increase significantly, I think the concept and idea that we survived during Andrew in comparison to how we have to be able to live now, it pales in comparison. So I just want to be able to let you know that we're in a different dispensation. And if you're still having these conversations about the trust, my God, sometimes you can't trust the trust. So we're going to have to look at another way to being able to do these things. And we continue to have conversations with my good friend Avery Lightbourne about the possibility of what we can do with the fiber rebar, right? You know, you didn't tell me to say this, but I like to be able to talk about it. I believe that this is a wonderful product. It's lightweight. You can be able to manipulate it how you ever use it. There are some things that can be done if we look at those things. We're looking in the paper right now and just being able to identify the fact that we're going back again. Back again. Over the past few weeks, guys, I don't know, I haven't gotten a great deal of calls from you as it relates to your satisfaction, your contribution, your participation. I listened to a few shows. I didn't have an opportunity to listen to every show all the way through, but I listened to a few shows. I did listen back at Ambassador Devin Rowe. I had an opportunity to be able to listen to him. I had an opportunity to listen to a little pinch of Hervis Bean, who sat in. I had an opportunity to be able to listen, definitely be able to listen into some of the things that Garth was saying and being able to put those things out there. I enjoyed that. I want to be able to say to those gentlemen, thank you so much for being able to sit in with us. And also the week prior to that, the Stay Sober Bahamas series, I'm hoping that you enjoyed that. I had some significant feedback happening with what was happening with Frederick McAlpine and House in Moultrie. A lot of persons asked for me to be able to rerun that, talk about Frederick McAlpine and House in Moultrie. But we did have a plethora of persons coming in. I want to thank all those persons who participated. I want to be able to thank ORG for their participation in this particular stead also and being able to have that. Guys, this is the direction that we're going to take this. Talk to me. This is the direction that we're going to take this, okay? As we get closer and closer to the next general election, the next series that I'm coming out with and coming up with for the entire month of October, because I was going to do it September, but I say, okay, let me be decent. The entire series will be dedicated to dissecting all 39 members of Parliament, every single one of them. I've called my guys. We're putting up an app. The app will be able to give us significant information, so we're going to have statistical data and information from all those persons. We're going to put it in the papers. We're going to do everything for you to be able to download the app or go onto the website and answer 5 simple questions. Has your MP done anything in your constituency? When the last time you see your MP, do you think that he or she is particular questions? We can start in the city here in Nassau and dissect all 24 seats here in Nassau, and then we're going to the family of islands. We're going to identify persons to volunteer to capture information for the various constituencies every week. For the entire month of October, every single week, we're going to dissect 10 members of Parliament every week. And at the end of the conversation, we're going to grade them A, B, C, D, or 1 to 5, however you want to be able to grade it. If it's numeric, if it's with letters, however you want to be able to do it, we're going to do that. We're going to identify them. We're not seeking to destroy these men and women, but we're not seeking to get another level of complacency for another dispensation. We can't take it no more. Lord, we can't take it no more. That's what I want to hear, producer. Lord, I can't take it no more. I'm exhausted. And I'm sure that you are. And we're going to have to identify our power, our authority, our autonomy, and dissecting whether or not we believe our member of parliament is ready. Now, members of parliament will receive a letter within the week. And the letter will indicate exactly what the questions are, which day we're going to be able to identify them on to dissect those particular conversations. Every single member of parliament will be addressed with professionalism and the fact that we're doing this. I'm trying to run up on you and make you feel as though that, oh, why are you picking on me? Yeah, you have your opportunities. Identify those persons who support you. Let them call the radio station. Let them go onto the app. Let them say how you can manipulate this if you want. Treat it like iTunes. Have your bots. That'll make a difference to me. I don't have a problem with that. But what we're going to do is dissect that and open up the lines. Once we open up the lines and have that information, at the end of this series, we're going to be able to identify who these members of parliament are that we believe should go back. And I dare say, who we wish to support. It don't matter what their political position is, even if they're independent, FNM, POP, if they're presenting themselves in accordance to growth and development. I'm not talking about coming here on the show and talking to you. I don't want to talk to you. Not right now. Not in a bad way. It's ain't a diss. I don't want to talk to any one of y'all. I only want to be able to look at your fruits. I want to dissect your fruits and your constituencies. I want to dissect your fruits in terms of your distribution and your effort that you've placed in your constituency. Once we can identify that, dissect that, make a determination, and put a letter grade to that. This is not from Howard Grant. This is from statistical data that's going to be a transparent process that everyone could identify. When you look at my app and the website, you'll be able to see how much this person's, how much votes this person get, how much votes that person get, and all these things. Now, for my business, the only question I ask you, which constituency you're from. That's it. And your age. That's it. I don't care about your name. I don't need to know your number. If that's information you won't provide me, praise God. I'm not going to fight you. But what I need from you is the constituency that you're in so I can identify the member of parliament. And what I would also need from you is your demographic so I could know whether or not this is a traditional demographic. This is the boomers. This is the Gen Zs. This is Gen X, millennials, so forth and so on, so that we can determine the next direction of how these things are going to happen. I wish that a lot of you guys could participate. I'm excited about this series. I've been working on this for the past week and a half, 2 weeks. The entire time I was off, I put this together. I didn't get everything together. I'm waiting now for my graphic designer to be able to give me my graphics and to be able to move in that direction. All right? Guys, I want to be able to participate over the past 2 weeks. A lot of things have happened. I want to talk about these. It's kind of a rift that exists. I know I didn't have an opportunity. I may be late to the party, but I'm here. Dissect it and discuss it. I'm seeing that there's an indifference that exists between the FNM and the PRP, and the Prime Minister shifting his position and indicating that Michael Pintard is a water boy of sorts for the Grand Bahama Port Authority and being able to take that. And then Michael Pintard being able to come back and have a conversation about the fact that everyone, right, which is very inclusive, that's not what the Prime Minister said. That's not what the question was. He didn't say whether or not everyone accepted these things. He called you out specifically. And I just want to have that kind of a conversation with you guys. When we get back, we can dive into the conversation. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-67 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Lord, I can't take it no more. Give me money, woman, you give me before. Lord, can't take it no more. Give me money, woman, you give me. After half, I take off a girl with some. Love over me and then take it for fun. Then we go back and we go talk to Blossom and she go. Searching for a girl and we couldn't get none. When we find one, she said we have a pay done. Now we confuse them and I know if it's done. And I'm going to go back and go and you get started. Lord, we can't take it no more. Give me money, woman, you give me before. Lord, we can't take it no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. We're live and in full effect. I'm grateful to be in your company. I want you guys to join me in conversation today. Hope you guys are good. I'm hoping that back to school was good for you. I'm hoping that you put a prayer over your kids and ask the Father to be able to seal them and their steps and their path as they move forward in this kind of a time that we're living in, this tumultuous time that we're living in this life. I'm hoping that you actually took the time out to ask the Father to walk with your children. I mean, just, I don't know what you just do. I have an indifference. I can't even sleep if I don't ask the Father to watch over my kids. I don't know what you just do. But I think we need to be able to take on a position with righteousness and with clarity that it's time for us to be able to take hold of our homes again. Let's make these things happen. Guys, the lines are open. Like I said, please join me in conversation. If you see fit, if you desire to be able to do so, I'm not going to fight you. Let's take this thing to another level. 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 496, that's on the text app. I want to be able to talk like this, man. It's a beautiful day, and I'm grateful to be in your company. I'm grateful to be in your company. I really am. I don't know how things is with you guys for the past 2 weeks, but I'm hoping that you were good, and I'm hoping that everything was happening. It says, good day, Howard. After the horrific Hurricane Dorian debacle, can you truly blame only minutes and not his entire party for the disregarding of all of the other lives that were lost and the terrible way that it was handled? I think it is. I think that the former prime minister has gone on sort of a national tour to be able to identify. And I got to fix this thing, guys. I got to fix this thing. Give me 2 seconds. Let me just do something. We had a little something in the studio that was just been able to make some noise. I didn't want to hear it. Forgive me about that. So I think that the Prime Minister has gone off and he's done the sob story from island to island, from space to space, from every time he has an opportunity to be able to put a microphone in his face, to be able to say to you that it's not all my fault. I did everything that I can do. Take into consideration my credentials, take into consideration my position, what I've done in these particular stead. And I can assure you that if afforded an opportunity that we know how to be able to fortify from this point forward, yeah, I think it was handled poorly. There's no two ways about it. There's no two ways that I can say it. There's no two ways for me to be able to kind of to genuflect and say something contrary. I think that the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, has gone on an apologetic tour to say to you that don't blame me for everything. I'm responsible for some things, but some things are an act of God. And those things we continue to be able to identify and do our best to kind of deal with. I think it is. I think he could remember when former Minister of Health came on Warren McCarthy. I was sitting on the radio with Warren McCarthy. We can find this clip for you. I was sitting on the radio with Warren McCarthy when Dr. Dwayne Sands called him. I could find the clip for you. And Dr. Dwayne Sands started to say it's horrific that there are people all over the place. And then the next time we hear from Dr. Sands, he switched his position. Then when Lincoln said it was a big problem and all these kind of debacle and issues was happening, it was too much, man. It was too much. There was no transparency. There was no transparency. And then it reminded me of the idea of why you seek to isolate those persons on the Hill. You seek to isolate
the information that's going out to the family of violence. You seek to control that, to control the narrative of how people view and see how the government's doing things. I thought it was poor. I thought it was poor. Every dispensation sent the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas in their particular state is moving towards more transparency, moving to a significant accountability, but behind the scenes, it's still managed in a particular manner. Let's be decent about it. Let's be decent about it. The first people who should have been able to put that story up about the indifference that's happening within the corporation should have been ZNS. But I only could have seen that story on the other news channels. Let's talk about this. Let's be transparent. What is there to fear other than fear itself? What is there to fear? Why are you afraid for transparency? You know what's scary? Is that you're not living up to these particular, and I'm not talking about ZNS specifically. I'm talking about government, administrations. I'm talking about leadership in the country. What's scary is that everything that you've done in the dark will come out in the light. I would rather control the spotlight as opposed to this light beaming down upon me. I would rather control the spotlight, that I can turn it on, turn the beam up high, turn it down low, identify who I wish, and come up with a sense of transparency as opposed to people beaming that thing down the road. Howard, we know all your business. We know where your sweetheart live. We know this, we know this and that. We didn't see your bank account. Yeah, because we have our own freedom of information. We talked about that. We talked about that. So I just want to be able to say to you that I think that the FNM administration could have done better. But the fear that a lot of them have is that they have no autonomy unto themselves. Can I say that? There's no autonomy that exists in this space. That there's a clear and present danger of being able to serve at the pleasure of the prime minister, to serve at the pleasure of any corporation. That your allegiance is to people, Her Majesty, heirs and successors in perpetuity forever. Amen. People who you will never meet. The fear that we have is really being able to serve with a level of autonomy. That if we, as soon as we open our mouth, this grandiose opportunity to be able to make this kind of money in the country and get this recognition and get this kind of a social recognition that we've been craving our entire lives, we could be gone at a clip of a finger. I think that's what it is. And I think that is the reason why a great deal of persons will reject and neglect, even though you have the mental capacity, the years of experience, the exposure, the understanding deep within your heart. You've lived your entire life with empathy and you understand the plight of others. You've always contributed. That's how you even get in the position to be identified as a member of parliament or a potential candidate for a particular organization. Yeah, because you've done the work. But as soon as you pledged your allegiance to Her Majesty, heirs and successors, and the Prime Minister identifies you in a particular capacity, you don't remember nothing. I don't know nothing. You like Stevie Wonder out here, your head shaking left to right. You looking up high. Listen, can you look at me, sir? You know, I make a do with a do, baby. You need to stop. You need to stop and get your life together. One of the things that I fear, that's why I don't want to be attached to political organizations, because I don't want to be attached to anything in my mind. This is me. I know fellas could sell me a dream and I could fall for that dream and move towards that and it'd be the same old, same old. But in my mind, as I view this right now, and what I've seen in the past, I'm indifferent. I really am. I'm indifferent with this sort of an idea of pledging my allegiance to any political organization, the FNM or the PLP. Because whether I'm afforded an opportunity to become an MP or not, I mean, become a minister or not, there is a subconscious mindset that we have to play along to get along. Just to be able to keep our position. I can't do that. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I can't deal with it. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And let's just deal with it like that. Let me see if I can take it. Another one. It says, Howard, the hurricane shelter falling down, and ain't no hurricane. That's something. Imagine if they had finished and people they trusted during the hurricane. Well, let's read another one. It says, Howard, the Bahamian people meet up on your pole dam. We say the Bahamian people, mine already made up. You poll them now on your show. No, I ain't gotta necessarily do that. Let's give you time. Let's think about it. Let's be decent. I don't want to do that. I don't want to put you in that kind of a position where at the end of the month, you allow your light bill to raid your emotion. Your bed gotta go. Jesus. I didn't pay $758.24 this month alone. And I paid off my last light bill. So it was from zero. My God, nobody has been home. Yeah. So your emotions are high. Think about this. Sleep with it. Live with the information. Don't make this brass decision quickly. Live with the information. Let's talk about it. Let's see where you can go. And then you get an opportunity to make a decision. Let's make an informed decision. Remember, nobody know your name. Nobody asking you your name, who you are, what your national insurance card number is. I'm not asking none of that. I'm just asking you for your honesty. Do you believe that your MP was a good, decent MP in your constituency? That's it. Live with that. When Howard sent this thing out, this is what I can say. Live with that information. When I met my wife, she's my girlfriend. I don't know if I ever tell you that story. When I met her, I said to her, after we was going, just talking, we were friendly for about 3 weeks. And after this time, I'd learned so much about her. I've learned about her family life. Her daddy was a church man. Her mother was a good Christian church woman. She came from a good family. She knew all the church hymns. She was in the Bible. She'd study. She grew up in the church, all these things. I wanted a good, decent woman. Oh, yes. So I knew this. And then I saw beyond this sort of a veil, I saw something else. Beyond falling in love with her instantly, which I know a lot of persons do, I always had this kind of an idea of family. Now, I know she wasn't thinking like this. So I told her one day, I said, I got something to tell you. She said, well, tell me. I said, well, I don't know how to tell you. She said, well, just tell me. She said, you love to talk. Why don't you just tell me? So I said, well, you know, I won't tell you I like you, but I don't know how to say it. So I'd prefer just kind of hold back on it. She said, why are you so stupid? You just tell me. I said, oh my God. I said, tell you what, don't answer that and don't respond to that now. Let's talk again in 2 or 3 days. Sleep on it. I told her that. Big decisions and decisions that we need to be able to make should never be made out of emotion. It might not have been something significant for her, but for me, it was a big one. Because this would make a determination as to whether or not, you know, these other 15 gals, I give them a chance. Let's just be decent. I joke. I hear you joking. But I say that to you, that it would be for us to be able to move with sobriety and being able to make a determination, the approach with a level-headedness of how we choose our next leaders in this country. Everybody need to be identified. And we need to let this go far and wide. People in Nassau shouldn't be able to judge as a member of parliament. They shouldn't be able to judge Kingsley. They shouldn't be able to judge, who are the other ones? John Pinder. They shouldn't be able to judge Adrian Gibson. They shouldn't be able to judge all these members of parliament that are in the family of islands, Chester and whoever else. I know that we have an opinion based upon their contribution nationally, and if they have a ministerial portfolio. I know that we have an opinion, but we're not going on their ministerial portfolio, not at the onset. We're talking about being able to identify them from a constituency standpoint, whether or not they performed in their constituency. So let's be able to do that and be able to identify those things. It says, good day, Howard. Why do you want the MB holding their bellies? I think it's a good idea. You need to do it for all the candidates as the election time rolls around as well. I am doing, that's what I'm doing it for. I assure you, I assure you, and I will, if I have to pay to publish this information at the end of the day, I will do it. I'm going to publish the findings. We're going to gazette it. If they would allow us to gazette it, we'll do that too. I am going to publish the findings and indicate whether or not you was a good MP. That's it. My God, and hope to God that this is your first time around, and you can say, well, it's my first time out the gate. That's good. If you was a two-time MP, if you hadn't been in these constituencies and you didn't perform, my God, these people can chop you asunder. But that ain't my business. That's on you. So let's do this with transparency and decency. This is Howard. You say, that should show we all won. 8 Mile Rock is just like Fox Hill, right? I heard Min is trying to come back again. Is there any truth to that? I don't know. I read some stuff, but I don't know. Isn't the FNM supposed to be having a press conference? Is it going on now? Somebody text me and let me know. I didn't see anything. They live now? They're live now. They're having a press conference right now. And so I guess we'll be able to see what all the hullabaloo was about. I understand that from a significant source, internet source, a Facebook source that says that there's going to be a significant shakeup. There's going to be a shakeup in the FNM. That's how I read it. I'm not going to fight you. That's how I read it. I don't know. No meeting. I don't know nothing. Last time I heard, can I be decent with y'all and start to be able to talk people business just a little bit? Just a little bit, we can talk people business. Just a little peep, like a little pinch. Can I say this? Oh, Jesus. How would you come back to start problems? Be decent in Jesus' name. Somebody bring send the olive oil. Let me drink that. Because I got... I got... This is what I heard. I got a call from Grand Bahama asking me my interest in a particular constituency from the Free National Movement. Let's just be very clear, okay? Ask me if I'm interested in a particular constituency from Grand Bahama, these people who live in this area. So I said, how y'all could ask questions like this? And there is a sitting member of parliament from the Free National Movement in this particular position, senior. How dare you ask someone? Because you know what you know how I feel? I feel like people just try to set you up. Like, I feel like people sometimes is call you and they're recording you and they want to capture this information so they can present it. I just don't believe that everybody decent. So I approach it. I know that ain't nobody decent out there. Watch your words, watch your step, watch how you're dealing with these things. This is me. This is Howard. So I talk to you and I didn't hear my echo while I was talking to you. I could hear myself talking back to me. And so I know in my mind, I'm being recorded. So let's cut on the charm and cut on the decency right away. It on 2000, right? Well, Howard, what do you think about this, this, and this? And we considering you for this. I said, boy, that's very indecent. Isn't people sitting in that seat? Isn't there a member of parliament that is sitting in that seat right now? But we ain't want him. They didn't want him, Howard. We want you. I said, let me tell you something. One thing I know about y'all Negroes. And I hear things like, we want you? Oh, God, I don't believe nothing you say ever. Then I heard there was significant speculation about the possibility of a former high-ranking member who was unceremoniously discharged from the Free National Movement now returning and seeking validation and opportunity in this particular seat. This is decency. Howard, you ain't calling people names. No, we're not. If you pay close attention enough and you hear what I hear, then you know what they're talking about. I understand that there was such a rich level of indecency that this former member unceremoniously discharged that came in the paper and said that I hated of sorts. Watch me. This is the information that I've received. That there was a back to school giveaway in a constituency that has a member of parliament that is a Free National Movement member, and the member of parliament was unaware that there was an event being held in his constituency, no less, at the headquarters. Y'all playing dirty, man. Y'all playing dirty. There's no decency here. This is just filth. And I think that everyone should have on their big boy pants at this point. And if there needs to be a very clear conversation about separation, you should do so. I remember it was not easy. It was not easy for Nico Grant to step down from his particular capacity in his position. It was not easy. It was not easy for Nico Grant to be able to take on this kind of an idea to step down from Central Grand Bahama. When they amalgamated the constituencies, when they shifted the boundaries, and they made Central Grand Bahama and West Grand Bahama used to be Lucaya at one point. It wasn't easy for him. But I think that sting and that pain goes away with time. I think all of us have to understand that we're not here forever. And unless you won't go out like Fat Man Scoop on the stage screaming at people in your old age as you battle with one thing or another, bare back, screaming and saying, I'm the man for you in this constituent. See, unless you won't go out like that, you have to understand with grace to genuflect and to step back. That is why you should work now while there is day. For the night is coming when no man work. There's a lot of nights that has fallen upon these political members of parliament, these politicians. And many of them will never see another sunrise. Let's just be decent as we say this. You have to make a determination that if you were always a party man and the party has decided to separate themselves from you, that you should step back. You can't fight people to make them want you. My mother didn't. I can't get no amen, Jesus. You can't fight these people. You got to let it happen. And you have to have that grace to understand that if it happened in this particular manner, then it was supposed to happen. Guys, join me in conversation. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this. Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Bahamas, are you ready?
Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, present
the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year.
Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby,
Mama D,
Fine Sean,
Shine,
242,
The Falcons,
and more.
Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd
at Super Club Breezes Ground.
Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com
or both Beauty Shack locations.
General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Sky Pods also available.
For more info, call 394-0819
or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com.
Experience the magic once again
with more legends for one night only.
Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Best.
Rake it, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
Rescue me.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard in the full effect on this beautiful September 2nd, 2024. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Grateful to be in the land of the living, refreshed, renewed, revived, restored, and ready to make this thing happen. Guys, if you want to join me in conversation, which I would love you to do so, give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796, live and in full effect. Let's read a couple more of these texts, because y'all ain't won't call today. I'm not going to fight you. So it says, good morning, Howard. How do you vote if your MP is a good, decent, hardworking MP, but has government, but his government has to go? You vote honestly. Come on, you vote honestly. Let's do that. You vote honestly. I'm going to ask you five questions. Let me see if I can pull up the questions, right? I'm going to ask you five questions. After you tell me which constituency you're from, after you tell me your age, group, and demographic that you're from, then you're going to be able to tell me more information about the specific questions that we have, right? Let me open up my thing. Let me see if I can get this for you. So I set the questions up, and I set it up with just a five, just quick, because I don't want this, man. No. I don't want to. I just want to be decent with you. And as we do that and identify those things, I just wanted to kind of make a determination how we determine whether or not our members of parliament are good, constructive, and moving in a particular direction, right? Let me see if I can pull this up now. Hold up. Here we go. Where are we? I've been working hard for the past 2 weeks, guys. I've been, listen to me, I put, must be about 6 or 7 programs together. Because I can't, I got time off. I thought I was going to be able to kind of just be able to relax at home and, kind of get some things done. I was waiting for some things to happen and I just couldn't do it. I just could not do it. And so I was in this kind of a position where I had to kind of make a determination for these 3 weeks. How can I do this? Right? What do I do with this time? And so I just put these programs together for all those persons who are out there just to be able to do it, right? So let me see if I can do this. So it says the rationale for 2-decade focus. I did this. We're not going all the way back. I'm going to tell you as time progresses how we can do this, okay? We've identified it from constituency. We identified from regions. We made a determination how we can be able to do this. And we put these questions aside to be able to talk about those things. The first 10 persons, we're going to be able to deal with the constituencies out of Nassau, easiest and closest to us. And then we're going to be able to take it from there, right? This is a lot that we've typed out. Oh, Lord. Bring the 5 questions that we've asked up to the forefront so we could be able to reiterate it. Is it a telephone call? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. The key questions that we can have is that visibility and accessibility. The question, has your MP been visible and accessible to your constituency over the past year? That's it. The purpose to assess these MPs is the engagement with their constituents and whether or not they are actively present and involved in their constituency, right? And the second question is the constituency involvement. The question is, have you seen any improvements in your community, such as infrastructure, services, and the like, since the last election? And then the purpose of this particular thing is to determine whether or not there have been a tangible development in your constituency that can be attributed to the MP's efforts, right? And then the responsiveness is the third one. Has your member of parliament effectively addressed key issues like crime, unemployment, or in your area? Number 4, we're getting into the ministerial aspects. If your member of parliament holds a ministerial position, do you think that they have been effective in their role, right? The purpose of this is to measure whether the MP who has served as a minister focuses on their performance in managing their specific portfolios. So we want to know whether the focus has gone on their ministry or their constituency. And then the last question that we're asking, are you satisfied with your MP's overall performance? That's it. The simple question is easy hard. Easy hard. Simple, five simple questions. Bop, 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 bop. We can grade it. Yes, no, 1 to 5. That's it. Once we make a determination, we capture that from our back office and we present the information to the front. So I'd like to be able to get at least 50 people from each constituency answering these questions. Let's take a news break, get right back and be after and dive into the conversation after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, September 2nd, live here, being able to chomp the thing down, having good conversation with what's happening politically, what's happening even in the private sector, to talk about the forward movement of our country or the lack thereof. I want you to be able to join me in conversation. The lines that you can call in today if you want to be able to participate, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. It's a little piece of clip that we have. The Free National Movement has taken on a kind of position to be able to open up that what we've seen previously in the Progressive Liberal Party for being able to talk about potential aspirants and those persons becoming certified in their position. I ask why? What sense it make? I can let you hear a little piece of what Dwayne Sands has to say in his capacity as chairman of the Free National Movement. Go ahead.
Election law and other topics facilitated by individuals with bona fide credentials who have an intimate knowledge and experience of the topics covered. The topics were well received. Our goal is to ensure that any candidate chosen to carry the banner of the Free National Movement into election and ultimately into the House of Assembly as the next elected government would be thoroughly prepared for the enormous opportunity, responsibility, and honor of representing the Bahamian people.
You know, I got a lot to say. I realize sometimes I could be like a you know, just yappy and just talk about these things. I'm an opinionated person about these things. But can I honestly say to you that that makes no sense what he said? I just won't be decent as I say this. I just won't be decent. They're saying about Gan Baka doing signs and like this. I'm not talking about him in the capacity that he's in, being able to show that the Free National Movement has taken on the position that we are taking those strides to become more inclusive, to be able to identify persons that are qualified, capable, so forth and so on. It makes no sense what he said and the rhythm of how politics is run in this country. That makes no sense. The reason why, maybe stupid, maybe silly, maybe foolish for persons to take on the posture to say, well, child, if a dog come, I'll vote for the PLP. If they send a son of P, I will vote for the FNM. It sounds silly, but there is some merit in what persons are saying. At the end of the day, the allegiance has never been with its people. Who should be saying this is the people of Elizabeth. Who should be saying this is the people of Yamacraw. Who should be saying this is the people of Golden Isles, Golden Gates. Who should be saying this is the people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini, Central Grand Bahama, East Grand Bahama, Marco City. Who should be saying this is the people of North Abaco, South Abaco. Who should be saying this is the people of Exuma. Who should be saying this is the citizens of the country. that make a determination of the value of character that mind represent or to represent us as a constituency, as a community. We should, political organizations don't mean that. That's garbage. That's absolute hot mess and garbage. That don't make no sense. That you have to be qualified, you have to be you have to have intimate knowledge, you have to know exactly the policies, procedures of how things particularly go. You have to know all these things. Your posture has to be right. You have to be certified. You have to have bona fide credentials in these particular capacities. All these things is what he's saying. And then you come in and you swear your allegiance to somebody else. And then on top of that, just ensure that you are lead. They don't necessarily ensure that you are policed after they put out laws and regulations to govern the country, right? But they police it in the House of Assembly, what you say, because that whip is on. So what do you need to have sense for if all you can do is what the people tell you to do? You don't need to know nothing. You could be just as fool as you want. You could be a thief. You could be whatever you want to be, because that is the pre-qualifying position in this country. You just have to know how to follow instructions. That's it. That is it. That is it. After that, we will shield you under our umbrella, under our wing. But you're going in there with all that sense for, and you can't use it. That is exhausting. Put you in your back seat and your bench. You already then sitting as a back bench, and you ain't got no ministerial position. You ain't got no chairman's position. You ain't got nothing, because you open your mouth up when there's in parliamentary caucus. That's the first wrong thing you did. You show people you had a brain. And when you show them you had a brain, they decide, that one right there, ring a bother with him. So now you got to deal with this $28,000 after they didn't make you all these promises because you open your mouth. But you only open your mouth because you were trained in a particular way. You've exposed to certain things. You understood things differently. It is useless having these conversations about what should be done, ethics, concepts, ideas, so forth and so on, and being able to keep things at a higher standard. If the only thing that you're going to do is follow the rhythm of things that continue to fail us in this country, you are bananas to believe that people can waste all their good time and they can make $150,000 a year to have these same bona fide credentials. You ain't making no sense. You ain't making no sense to me. You're making no sense. I just want to be decent. Not go for the FNM and the PLP. None of y'all making sense. If you want people to be qualified, let them use their brains. Lines are wide open, guys. If you want to be able to join me in conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300, or hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, yes. Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
Radio man. Welcome back.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
Welcome back. I hope you got some rest. I know you said you didn't get much rest, but when you get on the other side, you'll have all eternity to rest. Okay, so you keep on waking till Jesus.
I like a rest if I drink milk all day. I can be lactose. I can't be lactose intolerant, but I can be decent.
What they say, R.I.P. rest in peace until I come. But I just want to say that I know you later clarified it when you said it make no sense. It make no sense to you, right?
I can accept it. It make no sense to me. No, it don't make no sense to me.
Yeah. But perhaps to other people.
Who people? Who these people is?
These people within the organization.
They are blind.
Yeah, but I particularly.
Nothing other than what is read.
Yeah, but how many times have we complained about these individuals who offer themselves, who don't have any kind of idea about the Constitution, who don't have any idea how to deal with press, how to deal with certain things, who doesn't even know how the government functions and runs and whatnot? I think those, I don't know what five areas, what areas were covered. I think it is so important that the individual who presents themselves should have some idea of what government is, and not because, you know, people say, oh, I just want to serve my country, I want to offer my service. And to them, that may mean a chairman of the corporation or ministerial position or whatnot. But for me, I feel that we need persons who are not only qualified by means whatever type of academic achievements that they may have accomplished. But we need people who are also qualified and really understanding why you're going there, okay? What is your purpose as an MP? And, you know, your function, okay? You also need to know the ethics of being an MP. So to me, I feel every ethics, whether it's or whatever it is, need to take a course, especially sometimes with having to deal with the press and answering questions and so on and so forth. People need to know how to maneuver in a new sphere. And that's my 5 cents.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Thank you for your contribution. Guys, the lines are wide open. I had to be able to say something for that. There's a difference between training and intellect. There's a difference between training and intellect. There's a difference between you being able to absorb and understand what you need to be able to do based upon the rhythm that you were trained and the intellect and capacity to know that you're in a new position and you have the responsibility to apply yourselves. And this is why Hubert Ingraham would identify people as lazy, because they're looking to be trained. This is why BTVI exists, because persons need to be trained. From a national perspective, there's a difference between training and intellect. If you're going to BTVI to be trained, it's specific and your commitment is focused on this trade that you're doing. This position that you're in, every day there's something new. You shouldn't necessarily be trained for this. You should be adept and you should be able to be concurrent, running with the information on a day-to-day basis to understand these things. You should sit quietly enough to make observations, to step in this position. You should be intellectually fortified to have the capacity to understand how things go just from observation. If you ain't that smart and those persons who are identifying you to come into the organization don't have the discernment that you, then my God, they shouldn't pick you in the first place. Nobody need to have no training to be a member of parliament. That's what you went to school for. That's what you observe and you understand. If you understand, if you have the bona fide credentials to navigate your own business, navigate your own family, navigate through life, navigate your relationship, navigate to all these particular things, you should have the qualifications and capability to understand this, how this particular thing go. And if you don't, nobody got time to teach you that. We got things to do. You should come here with ideas. You're wasting your time with these people. That's what you want to do. But you will do whatever it got to do to be able to give your boy a shot. That's what you're doing. These people are dummies. Not in a bad way. I ain't dissing them. If you need to go through all that to prove, you listen to me. All these people need is discernment. All you need is four different lunches with these people. That's it. Four. As a leader, you take four times. You tell them, present a proposal, you sit down, you assess the proposal, you sit down, you talk to them, you find out about their family life. You take another time, you sit down, you talk to them, but y'all ain't got no time for that. Y'all just want to hurry up, go. Y'all want to be able to hurry up and nominate someone else and let two people be able to confirm that position. I second it. Just the no good people who there's teeth in these positions. That's what y'all want to do. Let's be decent. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hi. And I agree with you, Howard. The thing about it is we've been doing this for years now. We've been putting these people in positions who are only interested in their own pockets. They don't do anything in the community. I've been made aware that members of parliament get like $100,000 for their constituency office, to help people in the constituency. What are they doing with these monies? What are they doing? You know, and it's the way things are set up. This country is too small. We are just over or under 500,000 people. We can't feed ourselves. We don't have 51 years. We can't feed ourselves. 51 years, we still taxing people. I mean, out the yin-yang. People can't even survive. And, like, we have to get serious about the people that we put in these positions to represent us in the House. Because for some reason, when they get there, they think they holy it endowed, like they above us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're the ones that put them there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my 5 cents today.
I appreciate you, my dear. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Let me go back to the line. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. You can turn your telephone down.
Yes, I'm Bella. So it is Benny Gums.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Long time no speak.
Man, welcome back. Welcome
Praise God.
Back.
I'm happy to be here.
You know, I actually missed you.
My God.
Can you imagine that?
I appreciate it.
Anyway, I was listening to what you had to say when you read Dr. Sands' preposition or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that said to me?
What's that?
That it wouldn't be Howard Grant trying to apply for a nomination.
Not me.
Yeah, you told me, you said that much?
Me?
In terms of what you said.
I like Leslie Miller. When they said to Leslie Miller that Leslie Miller's supposed to apply for the PLP, he said, oh, you all got to be stupid, right?
I said, well, I know. It sounds to me that Mr. Grant, isn't interested in getting into the House of Assembly.
But not through those avenues.
Oh, okay.
Not through those avenues.
Okay.
I said, if I do it, I'm going to go independent. I may get 12 and a half votes.
Okay. Well, can I say then that I'm looking forward to having Mr. Grant's name put forward in ballot form or place on, you know, in terms of getting into the House of Assembly.
I can do that. I can
but
do
let
that.
Me also say that you do such a very, very good, an excellent job at opening up our eyes and telling us what and how and when.
I appreciate you.
Anyhow, you are my friend, and
Praise
I want
God
you to
you.
Know I missed you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so
okay.
very kindly.
You take care.
Good to hear from you. Okay, see you later. Guys, this is it, man. I don't have the time for it. I don't have time to waste with no political organization. I don't have time for it. I just don't. I don't. Listen to me. I had dreams where I was an FNM MP. I had dreams. That's how bad I wanted this thing. I had dreams where I represented for the Free National Movement in its various capacity. If I tell you the truth, I had a dream over the weekend. Well, was it last weekend? Last weekend, right? I had a dream. And it was a very peculiar dream. I don't know if I should tell you this dream, right? It was a dream about Prime Minister Brave Davis. And Brave Davis called me. It's a bunch of group, I can tell you, the beginning of the dream. It was a bunch of people walking around. He was in Aikmar Rock somewhere, right? And they kind of congregate around you. But you could definitely see the different tiers. Now, y'all know I get biblical with my things. I always do my thing, and I dissect it accordingly, right? They're running in the middle, and there were two different levels of people. Like, so this crowd was a thick crowd, but there was the outer crowd, there was the inner crowd, and then the prime minister was in the proverbial holy of holies. He was in the dead center of this particular crowd. And I just was just kind of observing, what the hell are these people doing around here? And I was walking, right? And the prime minister calls my name. He says, Howard, come here, right? So I said, what? I may have known me in my dream, right? So I said, he said, come here. And he beckoned me into the center of this entire thing, right? And as he beckoned me into the center, then he put his arm around me and he had me as a confidant in this particular cup. I thought it was weird. The dream goes on for a little while after that, but it's peculiar what happened in the dream. But I say that to say, I've been dreaming about this idea to contribute from a national perspective. I've become content with the idea of my contribution nationally from this posture and position. Can I say that? Not necessarily the contentment of being able to release myself of the possibility to serve professionally on a national platform, but the contentment of "Your will be done, let your kingdom come." I am willing to serve in any capacity. I will wait on the Lord. Talk to me. This is my thinking. And so, yeah, maybe, who knows? But I know one thing. I am about to genuflect to mammon for an opportunity to be able to serve man. Because none of this is even real. The devil is a liar. Let's just be able to shoot straight. If I got to do all these things, just to learn how to be able to, man, the devil is a liar. I got to give up everything what I believe in just to be able to go serve that he's, no, I, can't do this. That doesn't make no sense. Guys, quick commercial break. I want you guys to be able to join me in conversation. Please do so. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-425-9 or anywhere from the family of islands. 242-422-4796. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Marcos is the top irresistible deal for you and your family. Purchase two medium, one topping pizzas, a delicious pizzoli, and cool down with a free 2-liter soda. All for just $27.50. Visit your nearest Marcos location or order online at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com and get yours today. After all, what's the summer without Marcos Pizza?
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is for the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Foundation.
I gotta start it. Every time I go on a commercial break and I listen to one or two of these. These voice notes, these people send me, hey, Bishop, praise God for you. Praise God for you. I'm not going to fight you. He's my good friend. Amen. The lines are open, guys. If you want to be a part of the conversation, please do so. We got it. We're talking today. And I am refreshed. I feel revived, renewed. And I know the mission at hand. It's important that you take some time off, guys. It's important that you could at least divorce yourself, just temporarily, from the idea of the rhythm that you do on a day-to-day basis. Refresh yourself, revive yourself, realign yourself, readjust, and get back into it. So that was important. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'm hoping that you took some time. And, you know, taking timing into the States and on a five-day vacation, and you on the run all day. My God, that ain't taking time. That ain't taking time. Take some time and get yourself back. Center yourself and move in the direction that you were called to move in. Let me take the telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
You see, the last time I called you and I told you that I'm praying for you and your family.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know you and your family are praying people.
Yes, ma'am.
And just watch God work,
mm-hmm.
how he's opening up your eyes as a young man in this country to go forward with decency, respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need from our young men in this country, you know,
mm-hmm.
to learn to see the vision and to learn to accept the things that you cannot change, but to go forward together. And once we go forward together and change the narrative in this country, the smart people will not have a voice, only the dumb ones who are so happy to be in the position they're in because they haven't went to school. But when you look at people like you who are educated and your wife who are educated and so many other people in this, we don't have a voice in this country.
Mm.
And the reason we don't is because people ain't going to respect you and I. So what we have to do, Howard,
mm-hmm.
is keep on pushing on and your family in this nation.
Praise God.
For us to learn the things that we went through in this last 51 years And if we don't do something about it, we won't have any country.
Praise God.
I love you, and I love your wife and your children. Stay blessed and keep praying, baby.
Praise God. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly, guys. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to chime in and chop the thing down. Let's do that. So it says, Howard, who is the MP for Coral Harbor? Jesus. There's no MP for Coral Harbor. Do you mean Golden Isles? Do you mean Golden Isles? Do you mean my very good friend? Y'all need to stop. And former broadcaster, Pastor Vaughn Miller, that's what you mean? Don't worry. I don't need you to preempt nothing. Don't tell me nobody business, but there's no MP for Coral Harbor, okay? I'm not going to read the rest of that. Y'all need to stop. Your indecency is too rich. So it says, boy, Howard, many countries flipped their finger like Perry Christie to the other entities and are progressing because of it. Why pledge allegiance to dead oligarchs that follow the Red Book? There's a text that's coming through. He says, did he apologize to the deal in the Eastern Grand Bahama? He's talking about... who are you talking about? That's obviously from our earlier conversation. It says, Mr. Jones, I don't know who this is, sir, but you're wilding out. There's no Jones here. I's family to Jones, but I's a Grant. Let's be decent. Says the cost of the Sheldon Abaco went from $1.8 million with a capacity of 800 people to $4.5 million with a capacity of 200 people. The math ain't mathin'. Now, I sure if I dissect this, if it was from 2020, anywhere from 2022 to 2024, there has been a sharp increase in construction material worldwide. You know that. From 2020, can I be decent? From 2022, the past 4 years, we've seen a spike on construction material worldwide. All right? So on your lumber, on your concrete, on all these particular things, there has been a significant spike on these particular things. So I can't say what is what, because none of this information I have right before me. But if we look at the timeline, I'm sure that this could be justified. Or there's only one possible justification outside of that. That the cookie jar needs to expand because of the hands that were going, you know, this should be decent. So it says, what they are doing, and we should be thankful. Child, please, this is a text is coming through. So it says, Howard, there's nothing wrong with training. I hope to get some education on the Constitution and many other issues affecting the leadership. After they get elected these days, many fall in one and done categories. Now, let's be very clear about this. And I see a telephone call immediately. Let's be clear about this. As a layman, let's do this. As a layman, as a part of the general population, as a part of the constituency, as a part of the electorate, as a voter in this particular capacity, if you have a desire to be able to know more about stuff and you want somebody to stuff this information in your mouth, that's one thing. Okay? Members of Parliament have a responsibility, if they're seeking transparency and being able to move in that direction, that they could create classes, courses, opportunities in their constituency for you to find out more information. In fact, members of Parliament with technologies and information that's available today can identify what is the appetite in my constituency. They can do it. What is the appetite? Now, for the most part, appetites has only been for contracts, but there can be an appetite for information, for education. But you ain't gonna know that unless you ask. Do you want to know more about the Constitution? Do you want to know more about social services? Do you want to know things that can happen for little or nothing in your constituency, but your MP just as lazy as you? That's why I always vote for them. Because you'll say, Charlotte, you remind me of me when I was a little bit yesterday. Lazy. That's what you do. That's what you do. You're content with these people because they reflect and they mirror you. If you want to learn more about the Constitution and you want your MP to spoon feed this information to you, he or she can do that with the development of an app in your area for all those constituents to download and get the information to you. That's easy. he or she could be able to identify in their school, in the school grounds, wherever school is closest to them, every other Thursday to have lectures about these particular things that doesn't have anything to do with your political organization, but your member of parliament lazy. And you lazy. Because he or she only can get the same information off the internet. Come on, it says we shoot straight. There is a difference between training and there is a difference between intellect. You identify those persons with an intellectual capacity that I could discern whether or not they're capable of leading us in hard times. Yeah, man, there are people in our country who could decipher this. But if you keep begging for training, then you are not the person for this. Because if I got to train you and put you in it, I could train anybody and put this in the position so it goes right back to the party trying to manipulate the system. Because if I got to train you, then I get to supervise you. Let's just be decent. Let me take the telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Welcome back.
Thank you, my brother. What's happening?
Well, you say the PM put his hand around you.
No, this is my dream. This is my dream.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe just a comfort. He's trying to comfort you.
But so you whatever, know what? Even in your dreams, the promises are comfortive.
No, well, I mean, he's trying to, when you put your hand around a person, I look at it, are you trying to comfort them in whatever circumstances so you never know what lies ahead?
Well, you never know.
Good thing may lie ahead for you.
Praise God.
So you just got to hold on. But when I look at, just think what Mr. Sands is talking about, training. Mm-hmm. And you can tell me, if I live in the Bahamas and my constituency is Delaport, I cannot see grass is growing up, it's in the road, lighting, no light on, no street light. You mean, I can go through this training, and if I'm not using my brains that I went to school for, and they have me like a flower spot, they can move me whenever they want to move me. Let me get out there and do what I'm supposed to do. I don't need that kind of I don't need the training. When it's under Mr. Penland time, they didn't go through all this training and things like that. They just, maybe people just had integrity. And people just was doing their job, what they had to do.
I agree with you.
This country come from a mighty long way.
Yes, sir.
So we people are only building now on what was done past. So all this training about, man, don't even make sense. So that means you might as well say, who want to be prime minister? They got to go in training also.
A prime minister course.
Okay. So, I understand, I'm not going to call the name, but I understand one of those MP from Freeport supposed to cross over a long time.
You mean cross over? We're in 2024. We're in 2024. You got to be clear when you start saying things like cross over.
No, well, I ain't going to call no name because, Praise see, Jesus. This is something was boiling over. You could watch and you could see things. And this was because I have some people in Freeport also. Things is not well with that MP over there.
What part are they in? They in on the left or the right or on the center of Grand Bahama? Talk to me.
Huh?
They in the center, on the east or on the west? Talk to me.
They in the center.
Bye. See you later, okay? Because your indecency has reached. You need to stop it, right? Thank you so much for your telephone call. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, I won't be decent as I say this to you. First and foremost, I won't be honest with you. Howard is a ride or die type of fellow. I'm with you. If I'm with you, I'm with you. If I'm with you, now you may not like this, but I tell you in your face. And if you want to fight, then we could fight. But I'm going to tell you in your face. I'm not going to, listen, I know what I get behind your back. I don't do things like that. I'm too big for that. That's for little children. He's a big man. In every sense of the word, he's a big man. And if I don't like what you did, I can look you in your face and tell you, bang-a-lang, and no shaking. I ain't moving off of that. That's what I feel. Now, if you feel indifferent, then do what you got to do. What we used to say in school, if you feel froggy, then jump. If you feel like you want to do something. But I don't think that vengeance is mine. I am the Lord. I'm not going to spite you and leave your organization, who I claim to believe in, because of my uncomfort or discomfort. I'm not going to do that. I think that's childish. I think that's petty. I will, in the event that I find myself in a tumultuous position, after I go before the Father, if I'm prompted to do so, I will separate myself from your organization. But I will separate myself and commit myself to a position of independence before I cross the floor to go to the PLP or cross the floor to go to any political organization. I think it's cowardice. I know that we've seen it more than one in this country. I know that we've seen a lot of persons taking on this kind of a position. But my allegiance is what I believe in. It's just Howard now. They're seeing everybody. Everybody don't seem people out here looking for something. They align with you because they're looking for something. They want you to throw them a blow. That ain't Howard. You could keep your little dirty $5. That's what the woman said. Y'all can keep your little dirty $5. You can keep that. Huh? What am I supposed to do with that? I good. Boss is. And I shouldn't have to be manipulated or continue to be like a pretzel, always bending and twisting, trying to acquiesce to your position. The devil is a liar. If there's an indifference, come out and deal with it publicly. If you've gone to the one who've offended you, if you try to be able to identify a mediator and the mediator didn't work, if you try to identify all these things and they're still working against you, then deal with your things publicly. Deal with it in your constituency and see if the people can still vote for you. What you scared of? Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I get fired enough to know, don't wait for them to fire you. Quit. Do so quickly. Let's be decent. It's my good friend we're talking about. When he ready to talk, Howard Grant is ready to listen. Amen. You all know my number. 827-0111. The chair is hot and ready. Come talk. Let's talk about it, guys. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays Asian loans. Today, call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. I see the lines are lit right up. Let me read this thing, and then I come into y'all right now. I ain't saying that no matter. Sometimes your experiences with the FNM introduces some barriers. I have been a part of multiple organizations. At each organization, I came to them with multiple degrees and professional certificates. At each organization, the first thing that they said was, as a part of your entry, here you have to do this training and that training. The organization was seeking to confirm the irrespective of your of what you was presented. They ensured that every single employee had the exact same foundational knowledge and curated specifically for operating in an organization. I find this move by the Free National Movement commendable, but it only a first step. I suppose it's only a first step. Also, I don't believe in these dreams and prophecies. Oh, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not asking you to believe in my situation. I tell you this is what happened. I'm not going to tell you. I didn't tell you what's going to happen. I tell you this is what happened. Okay? And then it says, as I remember when a lady dreamed, she had a dream. God sent Garth. Then Garth said that he don't see nothing wrong with an MP cheating on his wife. Right? Jesus, God, that's what you say? So that ain't God. Okay. Okay, so let me hit this quick, right? I see the lines. Let me hit this quick. That's called orientation. Okay? This is not amalgamating your mind to make you understand that when we say jump, you jump. That's not being able to recalibrate your thought pattern. That's not putting into question your qualifications and your experiences the year before. This is not certification. That is orientation. Orientation by any company is a requirement. Orientation indicates to you that this is what you're going to meet. Certification is a different thing entirely. That this is how you say this. Let's just be very clear about these things. Let's be decent. Okay? And even in these organizations that you throw, you go from the fire into the pan right away into service, front line. But when they go through the process of deducing whether or not they should hire you, they discern where they're going to put you strategically based upon your capability and what you present in the interview process. That's where discernment comes in. Let's just be decent as we say this. Telephone caller on the line, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing, Alan?
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Right here, man. Welcome back, man.
Thank you, man. It was good, man. Had time to be able to relax. Had a very good time.
Now, like you already described, not going to Fort Lauderdale or Florida or Miami or whatever you want to call it for 4 or 5 days, running up and down. That ain't no vacation.
No, that ain't no vacation. I took off 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, right. So I was chilling. I had a good time to chill. I put my foot up. I was relaxing. I stayed home with the babies and chill out.
Excellent. All right. Cool. Well, welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Praise God.
Now, look here. Next time you leave people in place, you're going to need to provide some support. All right? That's a conversation we can further have offline as well.
Okay. Praise God. I'm not going to fight you. Call me after the show. Then we talk about that.
Now, as it relates to the little bit that I did catch of the show so far, I don't see anything wrong if they are seeking to streamline and implement some level of education and ensuring that persons meet the criteria and this kind of stuff to run for the FNM, because that is what I recommended for the PLP. That mm-hmm. was a part of my vision, not Kingsley. Not Kingsley, Anton Thompson's vision for the PLP that I shared with our national chairman, Fred Mitchell, and it was implemented. Because
but this was before Kingsley.
Pardon me?
This implementation was before Kingsley.
Absolutely. Before Kingsley came over.
Of course.
Right?
This was during the time when you all shifted up and did some things you did some stuff like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? And I would have had a handful and a lot of things that we did, including the approach that we took on the campaign trail, which was moving from being on the defense and opposing everything mm-hmm. to trying to advance policies and giving the people a reason to support you rather than just inheriting the government position by default. which is the lazy man's way or the lazy woman's way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in that kind of crap. Mm-hmm. But getting back to the point that I'm making with the FNM, I think that's a very good thing, Howard, because you have too many situations, Howard, where people just waltz in from anywhere in the country with no kind of idea, with no kind of decorum, with no kind of knowledge, with no kind of know-how, with no kind of experience, and they are sitting
at
the helm in government agencies, sitting at the helm.
I can do this with you. Use my guy.
Sitting at the helm, huh?
Use my guy. I can do this with you quickly.
Sitting at the helm.
Give me the difference between Chester Cooper and the Member of Parliament for North Africa.
Could you repeat the question from Howard?
Give me the difference that you identify between Chester Cooper, who has climbed over the course of less than 5 years. Exponentially, he's climbing the PLP without this formal training internally in the organization, and the Member of Parliament for North Abaco.
You want the difference?
Yeah, tell me what you think the difference is.
Well, Howard, first and foremost, Chester Cooper may not have been on the front line in politics, but he's a student similar to me.
Okay, that's all I said.
He's a student of politics.
That's
right?
It. That's all I said, Antoine. You've proven my point. My point is that you do not have to train this man. He's a businessman. He understands.
Yes.
He uses intellect. He understood.
Yes.
Wherever environment he go, he got to use his brains.
Yes.
Some other people don't even know that you shouldn't say you was the prime minister of North Africa. I just want to be decent.
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I just want to be decent. I don't want to say it like that, but I just want to tell you that discernment got to come in at some point in your organization.
Right.
You got to choose that.
And like I was saying, as it relates to Chester, his study of politics goes all the way back to the direct tutelage of Finland and Finland, right? With him and his family, right? Over there in Exuma. And he's a direct benefactor of the leadership of Finland and Finland, who would have identified many young men in Chester Cooper's era and for to advance the country as it relates to the next generation of behemoths who are upcoming. And listen, Howard, you know, God is working in such mysterious ways, Howard, because it ties right into the point that I consistently make on your show, Howard. We have so many men who have benefited from the great leadership of yesteryear. So many men and women in this country who benefited from persons who came from nothing, right? Who came from under the rock, as my dad used to say. That's beyond poverty, right? And made something of themselves, sacrificed for the country, made something of themselves, turned around, and gave far more than the country could ever have given them. We don't have that we don't have that as a common practice in Parliament.
But what you're saying to me, Antoine, is that your tutelage, your training should come to proximity of men and women who travel this road already. Your tutelage, when I came to Nassau, nobody had this set up. I gone looking for these old men and sit down with them, whether it was in Checkers, whether it was on Fish Fry, I look for them.
Right.
Nobody had to tell me, come here, open your mouth, boy. Let me puke this down your throat like a bird. I went and looked for this information. But y'all want them to be decent.
See, I'm looking at Howard. See, let me just drive this point home, Howard, before you got to go. Look, we need people who are going to pay it forward in this country, Howard. We don't just need a bunch of intellectual people who just pay in lip service. We need people who, when they say something, their words stand for what they mean. They mean, like you were able to say, I say what I mean and I mean what I say. People who are going to stand behind and give action to the words that are coming out of their mouth. We have too many politicians, even today, Howard, who just about lip service, who living off past glories, and who aren't sticking to the things that they know.
My God.
That they know, Howard, will
My
make
God.
The change.
And
that
on.
They know will bring the impact, Howard.
The lines lit up, Anton. This is good conversation. I like this. Call me after the show.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, man.
And good to have you back, my brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Somebody texts and says, no use for training. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Professionals continuously go for training and to recertifications, especially in knowledgeable and technical disciplines. Okay. I accept what you're saying. I tell you this ain't the difference between orientation and training. That's all. You tell me in your text orientation. The introduction of a concept and idea of the rhythm and the culture that exists in this particular space that's called orientation. You are getting amalgamated to an environment that you're unfamiliar with. We are dousing you with a little bit of water. This is what you could expect when you get this. But then they're not training you. Training is a different concept entirely. Let's be decent. Take a quick call. Caller, go ahead quickly. Oh, Jesus God, it's already 2 o'clock. Caller, go ahead quickly.
Would I be correct in saying that you have leadership aspirations?
I don't know whether or not leaders ever have aspirations. I don't want to get technical. I know that I see a deficit that I wish to be able to ensure that I could fortify, whether that's nationally, locally, or otherwise. But that's not an aspiration. I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't aspire to be a leader.
No, I just want to do my thing. This is how I see things, and I want to put it out there.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to say as it relates to leadership quickly is the greatest leader that ever lived, Jesus Christ, gave an example. He said that if the blind leads the blind, they all end up in the ditch. And the takeaway from that is that blind leaders can only have blind followers. You'll never see someone who can see following someone who is blind. So I'll just leave you with that thought.
I like this. Thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. Thank you for being able to chime into the conversation. We're going to talk a little bit more as we dive deeper into these things, a little bit more about where we're going, what to expect. So, Howard, here's an interpretation of your run on the PLP ticket. Thou shalt see. Thou shalt say it. Yes, here I am. Hey, the devil is a liar. Y'all need to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live and in full effect. Have a good conversation. This is The Foundation. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on 96.9 FM.
The Foundation.